Hello, everybody, and welcome to a new episode of A Dude in the Mood for Food. My name is Victor Petticord, and welcome to the show, I guess. It's been a week since I've actually been on the air, but it's been, well, since I've done my show, but it's actually been, like, I haven't done an actual live airing since my first show, so getting back in the swing of things. Excuse me if I goof up or mess up. Just thanks for sticking with me. Excuse me tonight if my audio is a little off. Apparently we're having technical difficulties here, but it's no big deal. Things will go on like they always have, and we'll be good. It just might be a little bit different audio quality. Anyway, today, my friends, is a very historic day. Today is the day that Marty McFly and Doc go into the future. It is October 21st, 2015, so I thought we would celebrate this most auspicious occasion with the music from Back to the Future and 1985 in general, because as I was doing my research for the show, I discovered that 1985 had a lot of great music. So we're going to start off with the most obvious, the Back to the Future theme song. Here we go. That was the opening theme to Back to the Future, and I just had to say, when a movie starts off with a theme that excellent, you know it's going to be a great ride. I think that theme encapsulates everything adventuresque about the films, and at the root, I think they are truly an adventure. So, like, I'm going to geek out real hard tonight, and I will not apologize for that. These movies make me happy. I love them. I can't pick a single movie, though, that is better than the rest. People would say that the first is the best, but I think they all work cohesively as one, so I kind of group them together. And the Back to the Future trilogy is easily in my top five movies of all time. It's ridiculous. I love the movie. I've been walking around all day with my two ties to celebrate the fashion of a new age. I was going to take my pockets inside out, but I thought that might be a little bit too much. But anyway, the next song we're going to go to is another classic. This is straight out of 1985. This is actually one of the top 10 biggest hits of 1985. This is The Power of Love by Huey Lewis and the News. So that was The Power of Love by Huey Lewis in the News. I don't know what happened to Huey Lewis, but I wish he would have stuck around longer and gave us more music. I have one other song of his tonight, but I love The Power of Love. That song is so uplifting. It's like But, I mean, it's got the truth, too. It's like, love can be great, but love can always hurt. And I think that's a great message. And that song is just well-crafted, I guess you'd say. We're skipping from the first Back to the Future movie now to the second Back to the Future. This is I Can't Drive 55 by Sammy Hagar. So that was I Can't Drive 55, and I think that song was the best way to introduce the, you know, kind of crappy, not kind of crappy, the horrifying alternate 1985 where Biff is all powerful. Can I just take a moment to say that I think Biff is, like, one of my favorite movie villains of all time because he's so dumb, but he's so funny, and he's actually pretty threatening. But we're going to move from the Rock parts of Back to the Future to, we're going to go back to the first one, first of all, and we're going to go to the quieter ones, some of the ones that were in 1955 and some other songs. I hadn't heard the song today, and it's, well, I mean, I've heard it from the movie, but I never really noticed it. It's pretty good. It's called Dance with Me, Henry, or it's called The Wallflower. I don't know, but here we go. So, once again, that was Dance With Me, Henry, or, in parentheses, The Wallflower by Etta James. I've never heard of her, but I bet she was a big name back in her day. I think that was from the diner scene in the first one, but I could be wrong. I don't know. Like I said, I never paid much attention to that song. But we're back to Huey Lewis in the news again. This is from the end of the movie. This is Back in Time by Huey Lewis in the News.
Thank you.
So that was Back in Time by Huey Lewis in the News. That's what I was talking about when I think Huey Lewis should have stayed around longer. I think that, I just listened to that song for the first time today, but it really hit me. Like, I should say I listened to it in its, like, entirety today. I've heard it obviously on the movie, but I just think that song is just, like, so upbeat, and it was just, like, I'm sitting in here bouncing. It was really, really good. And I have a couple more songs from the movies. The back half of my show tonight's going to be from just songs from the 1980s, from 1985 specifically. But the next song from the movie I'm going to play is again from the first one. This is Earth Angel. This is what they sing at the Enchantment Under the Sea dance. Here we go. That was Earth Angel. I'm not sure who sings that version. There's a version by the actual band, and then there's a version from the band that performed in the movie, which was Marvin Berry and the Starlighters. I'm such a nerd. Anyway, I think this is the version from that band. Both versions are good. I prefer this one. I chose all my music tonight specifically from the Back to the Future soundtrack. But I'm going to take a pause from music for a second, and I thought I'd share some interesting Back to the Future trivia that I found. I just looked up Back to the Future trivia, and IMDb took over. IMDb is a great place if you want to, like, look out for movie, like, if you want to learn about your movies, they know all. But, so I'm going to read some trivia. The first one. Apparently, Ronald Reagan was amused by Doc Brown's disbelief that an actor like him could become president. So much so that he had the projectionist stop and replay the scene. He almost seemed to enjoy it so much that he even made a direct reference to the film in his 1986 State of the Union address. As they say in the film Back to the Future, where we're going, we don't need roads. Christopher Lloyd stated that he always wanted to do one more movie in which Marty and Doc Brown time travel back to ancient Rome. That would have been a really, really weird movie. Universal Pictures head Sid Sheinberg did not like the title Back to the Future, insisting that nobody would see a movie with future in the title. In a memo to Robert Zemeckis, who was the director, he said that the title should be changed to Spaceman from Pluto, tying in with a Marty as alien jokes in the film, and also suggested further changes like replacing the I'm Darth Vader from Planet Vulcan line with I am a spaceman from Pluto. Sheinberg was persuaded to change his mind by a response memo from Steven Spielberg, who thanked him for sending a wonderful joke memo and that everyone got a kick out of it. Sheinberg, too proud to admit he was serious, gave in to letting the film retain its title. The script was rejected 40 times before it was finally greenlit. When Lorraine, who is Marty's mother, follows Marty back to Doc's house, she and Doc exchange an awkward greeting. This marks the only on-screen dialogue that Christopher Lloyd, who plays Doc, and Leia Thompson, who plays the mother, ever have, though they have appeared together in 5 movies and 1 TV movie. I think that's super weird. When Marty is being judged at the band auditions at the beginning, the judge who stands up to say he is just too darn loud is actually Huey Lewis, whose song The Power of Love and Back in Time are featured on the movie soundtracks, and also wrote Marty's audition song, which is a reorchestrated version of The Power of Love. Back to the Future was the top grossing release of 1985. And the one that I found most impressive was Biff's catchphrases, make like a tree and get out of here, and Butthead were improvised by the guy who played Biff, Thomas F. Wilson. And I think you've heard me talk too much, so we'll get back to the music. I just thought those were some interesting little tidbits about Back to the Future that you'll think of next time you watch the movie. So this is, I think, the best known song from Back to the Future. This is Johnny Be Good. This is the version from the movie. Like I said earlier, this isn't the actual Chuck Berry version, which is actually better, but I like this version. Here we go.
Still a lot.
That was Johnny B. Goode by, I don't know his name. Okay, so the voice of the guy singing that song, who was dubbed over Michael J. Fox, because obviously he wasn't singing that in the movie, he's in the credits of Back to the Future, but he's credited as Marty McFly. So I'm not sure if that means that there are two Marty McFly credits in the movie or what, but I thought that was really interesting. So yeah, that's probably the most iconic movie from song from the movie, sorry. We're going to go to a little bit less known song from the movie. This is Heaven is One Step Away by Eric Clapton, who is always fantastic. So that was Heaven is One Step Away by Eric Clapton. And like I, Eric Clapton's always good, but I wasn't, I'm not really a fan of that song. I can't really remember where it is in the movie. And even just listening to it now, it just sounds kind of dull. But I wanted to include it because it is a part of the movie somewhere. And, you know, somebody might like it. But we're going to go from the first movie again to the third movie. This is my last song that I have from the actual soundtrack. This is Double Back by ZZ Top. That was Double Back by ZZ Top. They were more involved in the third movie. And as a matter of fact, in the third movie, if the old-timey band that comes to play at the town festival, that's actually ZZ Top playing in like the actual band, and I thought that was really cool. That was my last song from the Back to the Future movies, but the 80s were such a great time in music that I thought I would go a little bit on, and I still have time. So the next song I'm going to play is Madonna, and you'll know it when you hear it. Here we go. So that was Like a Virgin by Madonna. It's like classic Madonna. I have time for one more song, so we're going to go with the ultimate 1985 song. This is Take On Me by A-ha. You know it, you love it. Here we go. Thank you. So that was my last song for the night. That was Take On Me by A-ha. I'm going to make like a tree and get out of here. But I just want to wish everybody have a great week. Take a deep breath every once in a while. I know people still have midterms going on. Take a breath, take a pause. Just remember the good times. Thank you for letting me celebrate the future with you this week. And happy Back to the Futures Day. I'll see you all next week. Thank you.